And if you see them on the street, tell them Raul sent you.
Yeah, Raul.
3 million people can be wrong. 3 million people can be wrong.
Twist out.
Tell the monkeys in the suits and the monkeys on the top. They're doing such a beautiful job squashing all the slop. Ah, the misery of money.
From their 1996 album,
If you're talking, they will hear you.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Hi, this is Kenny.
And Amanda Smith from Nashville, Tennessee.
Keep it right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
It's dark in here. And the walls are closing in. I struck my last match, let it burn down till it bit my fingertips. And I remember the light, just a flash and then an ember. And a whisper of smoke curling up into the air and disappearing. It's dark in here, and the air is getting thin. My canary sang his last song, a pretty little tune. It echoes on and on and on inside my ear. It was a song of hope. It was a song of redemption. And that little yellow bird, with his last dying word, he sang forgiveness. And I'm sorry that I spent our time hiding underground, but something always pulls me down. This familiar, deep dark cavern, keep repeating the same pattern. You above and me below, I say goodbye before I go with my last breath. Last I see the
lie. Thank you. anywhere. Happiness is here. Have your share.
I can see La Frontera from where I stand in line of Comodoro. Just over that wall is a promised land hidden line of Comodoro. It's a long, long way from my home to here. I was driven by hope and by fear. I pray to the Madre to hold back my tears in line at El Comodoro. I hold you and feed you here in my arms in line at El Comodoro. If I can stay strong, I'll keep you from harm in line at El Comodoro. We walk and we wait, we run and we ride, in daytime we rest and we hide. Now coyote tells me be ready tonight in line at El so hungry just 3 days ago in line at El Comodoro. We stand with our brothers we met on the road in line at El Comodoro. Sister Cecilia welcomes us in, she leads us. us in prayer to begin. If we don't move tonight, she'll feed us again and light it out. Small as I am, it lighted El Comedor. She draws out the trail on the palm of my hand, it lighted El Comedor. She says the new moon will help me to see, marks places where water will be. She tells me her friends will watch out for me, it lighted El see La Frontera from where I stand, headlighted El Comedor. Just over that wall is the promised land, headlighted El
Without thinking, I stood up and said, I'll take them, like so many of my neighbors had before. I had no money, had no plan, but I had room and I had land, and I just could not do nothing anymore. In la chambre solignon, it's what we do. And for 400 years it's been the same. From the violence and fear, we Huguenots came here, seeking refuge on this isolated plain. War, the first came from the Spanish Civil War. When the Nazis and the Vichy came to power, not a moment left to lose. We took in France's Jews and hid them in our nation's darkest hour. Hid them in our homes and in our farms, and our children sat in classrooms side by side. Amidst all the threats and danger, no one was a stranger. 7 years we resisted and defied. And when asked, why did we do it? What can we answer? Not so long ago we sought refuge too. And it's easy to decide, with the gospel as your guide, to our history and our faith we must be true. In la chambre solignon, it's what we do.
what you're made of. Tell me that we tried it all and came to this retreat. Say, love, maybe what we gave up wasn't ours to spin around and wasn't ours to keep. But every time you say my name and lose my bearings, and I wouldn't dare to ask. Bargains turn to hard lines, words go off like landmines and tear the earth apart. So we paid up, bet the rest to break us. Oh, what a way to wake up, reeling from the start.
Boop. You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. Sorry for a little bit of delay for Lotus Land. I'm Lotus Land, and you're listening to Parallel Utopia. I just wanted to record this. And, you know, these DJ companies are really starting to crack down. It's becoming more and more difficult to use what I would consider basic functions. And everything is a subscription, and you know, there's various levels to the subscription, and you can do this, but you can't do that. Lots to think about there, about, you know, when you buy a product, what does ownership even mean? I didn't mean to get so deep there, but the subscription-based lifestyle of all of these companies really does, you know, raise that question. What does it mean to own something in the advent of technology? Anyways, my set today is going to be around hard drum. If you were listening to Anatomy of the Ear last week, you might have heard this set. And if you liked it, well, you get to hear it again. If you weren't there, well, now is a great time. It's a little bit aggressive. It's all about them drums. Yeah, lots of syncopation. Just so much fun. You'll hear. Yeah.
Thank you.
What makes a community vibrant? Welcoming public spaces in every neighborhood. Clean air and water for all of our residents. Good jobs and strong local businesses. What do all of these have in common? Trees. If you support a healthy community and a thriving economy, you are an urban forest advocate. A message from Sustainable Urban Forest Coalition, the U.S. Forest Service, and WRCT Pittsburgh. Have you ever checked under the trapdoor your mom told you to stay away from? Maybe you should take a look. Wednesday nights, 10 to 11, punk, electronic, eggs, and more, only with DJ Sideways on WRCT. The David Paquin Show started as a community radio show called Midweek Politics in the basement of WXOJ's studio in Northampton, Massachusetts. The focus of the show is modern American politics and society, airing on WRCT Monday through Friday, 7 to 8 a.m. That was the end of my show. Hope you guys enjoyed it. If you liked what you heard, you can find me on Instagram as RDEETEE and let me know if you like it. Or you, no, actually, I would prefer if you didn't tell me if you did not like it. I'm not gonna lie, because I quite like it. But yeah, see you guys next week. With something maybe completely different. You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, and now we're gonna pass it over to the mailman.
Hello, you are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. This is Handle With Care. I am the mailman. And this week, I've got just kind of some crunchy, heavy, kind of shoegazy songs. We're going to kick it off with Jada Kiss by They Are Gutting a Body of Water, which is a Philly band. So yeah, here's Jada Kiss.